How significant was the Queen in the development of the EABF, which later became the Royal Variety Charity?
Well, the reigning monarch has been the patron of the charity since the charity was created in, I think it was 1908. So the significance of the monarch is second to none, really. Without that sort of patronage, the charity wouldn't exist in its current form today. The Queen herself, the late Queen Elizabeth II, was a big fan of the charity and very very supportive. A wonderful person to have involved. She was our, what was she? She was our sort of our benchmark, our steadying influence. Without her, we wouldn't exist in our current form.
Yeah. What was it like to meet the Queen in your capacity of the treasurer of the Royal Variety Charity?
And to meet the Queen in my capacity as treasurer was an absolute thrill. I met her first in Blackpool, I think, when we had the Royal Variety there. But the one I really remember was in 2012 when we had our the centenary, the 100th Royal Variety performance at the Royal Albert Hall. Which was the last show that the Queen actually attended. And I met her and the Duke of Edinburgh then, and we had, aside of shaking hands with them when they arrived, we also had a little interval reception where we could speak to them on intimate terms. And it was an absolute thrill and a real honour to meet her. And the interest she and the Duke showed in the charity and in the work we do was very revealing for me. Deep interest in what we do.
How much contact did she sort of have with you guys over in the charity?
We our contact, of course, mainly as everyone who dealt with the palace, the main contact would be through her people, through her equerries and her press secretaries and her people who work for her. She showed an enormous interest in the work of the charity, as I'm sure she did in all the charities that she was patron of. And I think there was around 500 charities that she was actually the patron of. And the interest she showed was phenomenal, really, when you consider the amount of work she had to do and the amount of things she had on her plate.
How important do you think the Royal Variety was in showing another side to the Queen?
It was important, and I think it was great that the public were able to see how much she enjoyed the show when the shows were televised. Earlier on, it wasn't permitted. We weren't permitted to show the Queen during the show, so the cameras weren't allowed to be on the Royal Box during the show. Mm. That rule was relaxed later, but it was. She loved the Royal Variety performance. She was a great fan of it and very much enjoyed coming. In the earlier days, the royals would have input into the show, into who they might like to see. And she was fascinated by the performance itself and by the work of the charity.
How important do you think it was for her to embrace the popular culture that went along with the show?
Absolutely essential that she did embrace the popular culture that went along with the show. There was no question about that. She was seen by, you know, the public to be enjoying the show and to be, you know, taking part in the work of the charity. And I think that was really important. Yes. It was for her a sort of a bit of a release, I suppose, to be able to come to the show and for a couple of hours or two and a half hours to actually let go and just enjoy herself and laugh and sing along and enjoy the show.
And lastly, what's your favourite memory of the Queen?
Gosh, there are so many that is a difficult question. My favourite memory of the Queen, I think, was in 2012, was at the during the interval reception where she was talking, came around and spoke to everyone. And she came up to me and said, as you do? You know, so what do you do? So I explained that I was the treasurer and that I look after the funds. And her interest in how we actually raise money and how we manage the funds and how we keep our care home in Twickenham going was, to me, was interesting, because it's not the sort of thing that you would think the Queen would sort of be interested in. She would, you think she would just come along and say, what do you do? You'd say something and she'd go, oh, okay, and then move on to the next person. But she engaged me in conversation for a good, I suppose, a good 5 minutes about the work of the charity and how we raised money and what we do with the money when we get it. So that, to me, was a favourite memory, because it showed how interested she was in everything.